Good morning. I'm Vin Ebneu. While not offering a time frame, Governor Murphy says he hopes teachers can start receiving the COVID-19 vaccine sooner than later, adding that they are rightfully on deck. Teachers' unions across the state are pushing the governor to expand vaccine eligibility to include teachers as a way for more schools to reopen up for in-person learning.
There's stress throughout this whole education process, and all I can say is we understand it, and we're going to do everything we can.
There are currently 228 school districts offering just remote instruction at the moment, with only 86 districts offering all in-person learning. Johnson & Johnson says they will present their Phase 3 clinical trial data next week for their single-dose vaccine. That will almost certainly lead to an FDA approval and could add 100 million additional vaccine doses to the U.S. supply within weeks. State Health Commissioner Judy Persichilli says the state is continuing to monitor for the spread of B.1.1.7, a variant of the COVID-19 virus that emerged in the UK.
Right now, New Jersey is reporting an additional 6 new cases, bringing the total cases of this variant in New Jersey to 8.
4 of the 8 cases in the state have occurred in Ocean County. Persichilli says there has been one death associated with this variant, but that person had significant underlying health conditions. FEMA says it's giving New Jersey State Police $216 million to help cover the cost of storing, transporting, distributing, and administering COVID vaccines through the end of April. Ocean County Congressman Andy Kim says getting vaccines distributed as quickly as possible is the absolute top priority right now, and says, quote, "I'm glad to see these funds coming home to New Jersey to help in that effort." Are you planning to get vaccinated? As of last month, only 44% of those surveyed by the state health department said yes. This morning, though, that number is up to 78%. Only 10% said they would definitely not get it. The desire for the shot is clearly evident in the number of people trying to schedule their inoculations right now, but not able to get an appointment. Some counties are now giving priority to their own residents to get a COVID vaccine, while forcing out-of-county residents to wait. State Health Commissioner Judy Persichilli says this is allowed, but it's also important to remember
everyone who wants to get vaccinated will be able to receive a vaccine when the supply is available. Right now, the supply is very limited.
Assembly Republican Leader John Bramnick calls the policy outrageous and absurd. He says vaccine eligibility should be based on your risk factor, not your zip code. In sports on Wednesday, the Nets take care of the Hawks in overtime, 132-128. The Sixers sneak by the Lakers, 107-106. On Wall Street, the Dow fell 633 and closed at 30,303. Weather today, a blustery kind of day, highs in the mid-30s, winds up to 40 miles an hour at times, and only partly sunny skies into the afternoon. Tonight, those 40-mile-an-hour wind gusts hang around for a bit, and lows will be in the teens. I'm Vin Ebneu on the Town Square Jersey Shore News Network.